What's up? Welcome to this Healing Messages for the Week with me, your host, Reverend LC. I'm the founder of Hope and Recovery Network. One little thing that I don't say about myself much anymore. I was watching some old memory videos, and for whatever odd reason, that page has been getting a lot of recognition lately, and I don't know why. I haven't done much with that page since Yvonne died, who is one of my great admins, and so that's who I am. And I'm also the creator and host of the Recovery Soul Food Podcast. I also get to, whenever we're able to get together, be a part of the Recovery Revolution live team, amazing humans in Brett, Ashley, JR, and my way out, Jay, Jason Rudine. And so anyway, that's who I am. I hope wherever you are experiencing life on life's terms and making it your own. One thing that I have found super hard to really recover in my recovery journey has been a sense of joy and how to cultivate joy and how to experience joy. And I have started to really focus in on that as of late in my life, because I just started realizing it's like things that we don't think about on a daily basis when we're trying to survive and we're in a recovery program, we're on a healing journey. All the things we don't think about, we see in our world today so many illusions of what joy and happiness and success must look like, that we find ourselves in the constant striving of the very next moment, thinking when I get 5 years, I'll be happy, or I will have achieved some place that makes all of this so much easier, or that brings back my joy. And what I'm finding in my own life and in my own journey is that I really have to focus in on cultivating joy and trying to remember or even experience for the first time what that truly, truly is. So if you have been, if you're on a recovery journey, a spiritual healing journey, just a growth journey, you're welcome in this space. And if you have been at all, you know, experiencing this yourself, please be active in the chat. Let us know. Let us talk amongst each other. We are live on 8 separate platforms at once, but let's talk among each other and share with each other how we cultivate, how we experience joy, or where we're struggling to find that. So that's what I want to talk about tonight. Currently, this is where I usually do all of my resource gives and all of my resource acknowledgments, and in being in a hurry tonight, I didn't bring them out. But before the end of the video, watch this video till towards the end, and I will let you in on some of the greatest resources available on the internet today, some of the greatest books, including Pamela Topjian's 2 books, including Martin John Garcia's version of the Tao Te Ching, and Maddie Jablonski's The Poetry of Change book. So I will show you guys those there at the end. But that's what we're going to talk about tonight. So I hope that you're here. I hope that you're ready to bring in your energy. If you feel led to share this video out, please do so. I appreciate you doing all the things. Thank you guys for listening on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts. And if you are listening to this later on any of those platforms, thank you for your support. It really helps me grow and continue to bring a broader message to a broader audience. And I appreciate y'all. So we're going to talk about cultivating joy in recovery, in the healing journey. So if you guys are ready, I'm ready. Let's go. In a world where the unreal seems so real, how in the world do we stay focused on the present moment when everything that's in front of us says the next moment has to be the better moment? How do we begin to cultivate joy? This has been a huge focus for me lately, especially lately, because it's just something that I miss in my life. I remember early in my recovery journey, and maybe this is just something that old timers go through, I'm not sure. But I remember early in my recovery journey how easy it was to cultivate, because everything was so brand new, how easy it was to cultivate gratitude and this sense of joy and this sense of, you know, engagement and imagination. And I don't know where exactly that kind of got lost, or it wore off, or if it's just a global kind of traumatic happening that we've all been through, that maybe we're all trying to figure out what joy is amongst all the fear, amongst all the changes, amongst all the different energies that are really, really prevalent and really strong in our world right now. Maybe that's what it is, but I don't know. I'm pretty determined to get back to a place, or to a place of pure joy from the inside out, of really, really experiencing it. And I found that it lives nowhere that is being presented to us that it lives. I've had to be really, really intentional about stopping within moments and finding the joy that's within them. And it's really, really, I think it kind of really starts small, you know, for me. It's I don't know if it's easier to recognize some of the larger moments of joy in our lives, some things that we can easily point to and say, that gives me a sense of joy, or if it's easier to find it in the smaller things. You know, I really got intentional today about being within the moment that I was in and trying to almost remember what joy felt like, or remember even what fun felt like, because it gets to a point sometimes when we're in the striving, when we're in the work in the program, or, you know, working our, you know, or doing our shadow work, or, you know, and just working and surviving in life, that we get so caught up and almost run over in that striving. And I just have found out that joy doesn't live in the striving, because it always just puts something off a little bit farther. The striving just seems to make the goal that much farther away. And therefore, if joy or happiness is within the goal, whatever the goal is, if we think that joy and happiness lives in the goal, then that joy and happiness is always just on the other side of this goal that continues to grow and it's dangling. And so I found these moments today when I to go fishing with my boys, with my cousin and my son, and to be in those moments with them, and to just try to recognize that joy doesn't necessarily have a pronounced feeling. It doesn't have a place where it says, okay, this is where I should be joyful. It kind of starts in the midst of gratitude, in stopping and noticing, in taking a moment to be in the space where you are. And I also had this moment of really, really, really playing this quick tape of how far I have gotten to come in my journey. And I don't think we take enough time to really think about that. I don't think we take enough time to give ourselves the credit for, because we always think we need to be somewhere else in order to experience joy. We fail to often see how far we've come in any of it. If you're in an addiction recovery journey, whether you're in day one or day 100 or, you know, year 10, whatever it is. You know, how far we've come. And I think that it's important, you know, for a sense of joy, of creating and cultivating what joy looks like for you as an individual, for me as an individual, how that seems and what it feels like and what it looks like. Because if we continue to compare what joy is to someone else via our phones and our social media apps, and we think that joy lives in whatever we're looking at, so we continue with the striving to try to be what it is we see, then we miss that. Then we're trying to chase someone else's version of joy, and we can greatly miss our own joy. And I'm finding this in my life to be very, very important. when you start getting older, and then, you know, you guys have known, I shared a little bit last week about having some health problems that arise via what I feel like are via stress from the striving. And did not even realize how much that was stressing me out until my body begins to start to now, you know, mimic my internal energy. Now my body is breaking down and my body is showing signs of this, but it's a great way to get my attention on how important things like joy in my everyday life truly are. Because if I go out, do I want to go out in the striving or do I want to go out in the experiencing of my life? And how much control over that do I have? How much level of creation do I have over that life? And how much of joy is moving with life and knowing how to move with life versus in resistance to? And so, you know, I think that joy becomes individual for each of us. But there are some very common themes that we all can share in how we achieve that joy. And so it's really interesting. I want to look at the chat and see, you know, I'd really love to know how you cultivate joy. Have you discovered it in your life? Is it different now? I've noticed as I've gotten older that the way that I recognize things like joy and gratitude are way different. I feel like a deeper sense of gratitude for the people and the connections in my life as I grow older than I do, especially like the stuff and all of those things, the stabilities, those are less important to me as I grow older than the connections that I have with people. So what does your joy look like? How are you, you know, how are you cultivating that? How are you making that experience? What's up, Pamela Topchi? And I told y'all I was going to reach over there and get my book resources. And so I know I will, because this is going to be a short video tonight, because it's just not like it's a subject that I'm still exploring myself. And I find like great joy in my resources. That's why I always share them with all of you, because there's always some amazing joy that I find in the connections that I have with each and every one of the people that I give you their resource with. I mean, they mean so much to me. And so, yeah, I'm finding this myself there, Pamela. Pamela says, as I've gotten older, I find joy in smaller, simpler things in everyday life. Absolutely. It seems like there is just this, I don't know if it's wisdom or if it's just experience that lets you start to recognize what's really, really important in your life and what experience you really want to have. You know, I mean, we get the choice of what experiences that we want to have and what does bring joy. So, hey, Martin John, love Martin John. That's right. In the comments. So we always talk about, and I also always put Martin's little love, the fact that this is a carry with you pocket size resource of the Tao Te Ching. Like, that's the most genius part of everything for me with this book, is that it's a pocket size and that you can take it with you anywhere. So it has all 81 verses of the Tao Te Ching with Martin's own wisdom and just beautiful addition to them. And so I want you, whatever platform you're on, to pick a number between 1 and 81. And before the video is over, we will actually read that from this book, and you are able to get this resource at martinjohn.com. And I'm fixing to put it up. How come I can't find it? Nothing's where I left it. martinjohn.com. Right there. You can get that right there. Love you too, Martin John. This is an amazing, super awesome resource. Me, my whole family, our whole little compound where we live, love this. It's an amazing resource, and I have been waiting for it to come out for so long. So get your copy at martinjohn.com right there. And then, of course, we've got Pamela Topchi. I Didn't Come This Far to Only Come This Far, along with her newest memoir, Behind the Mask, Gloves, and Scrubs, One Nurse's Journey. These are amazing resources that Pamela has made affordable for everyone, every budget. You can get those at Amazon.com/PamelaTopGN. But Pamela also has this great YouTube channel, which I think is such a great resource for people because it's got many guided meditations and visualizations on there. Pamela shares a lot more of her story and different things that she puts up. So check that out. She's got that newest guided visualization to help relieve cravings, which I think would be a great asset to our community. So check her out at Amazon.com. You can also check her out at YouTube.com/@PamelaTopGN. And I got this other awesome, awesome resource. So proud of our little brother, Matty Jablonski, for putting out, getting vulnerable, putting out his Poetry of Change book. It's a great, quick little read. It's an awesome little way to, so unique to actually tell the story, Matty's addiction and recovery journey through poetry style. I think it's genius. I got the honor to read it before it was published, and it pulled at my heartstrings. So proud of that guy. Love that guy. Pick that up at Amazon.com/PoetryofChange. So yeah, I love all of these connections, and this brings me joy. My Chip is in the house. Love you, Chip. Sorry about this, Chip. See, look, we can just pretend that this whole thing didn't happen. I didn't expect you to be here tonight. Chip. Let's see. I like to see Pamela work at her desk. She's earned that. Lunch with my son and little things for sure. I want to say that even though growing older comes with its own things and its own little slowdowns and mishaps, there is something really powerful about slowing down and recognizing how to be in the present moment. And I think for those of us in the addiction recovery journey, being in the present moment is something that is vital for us to be able to learn how to do. Because for me, my whole goal was to escape every present moment that I possibly could. And so now I just have this real dedication to wanting to live those, whether they feel positive or negative in the moment. I know that everything is always working out for my highest and best good. And as long as I truly have that belief deep down inside of me, I think that it is what helps pull me through. It is what helps me find joy in the moments that especially seem like there should be no joy in them. It's what keeps me moving forward when I feel like everything is falling apart. And so I guess what I would want to leave you with before we get to this verse, what I'd want to leave you with is have something. Like, what is it that you're moving through this life for? What is it that you're moving through this, you know, recovery journey for? Because turning your back on the coping skill of active addiction is not easy. It's like you've been covering up emotions and beliefs and stories and all of that for so long. You've been numbing it for so long. When you tear that off and all of that's gone away and you're trying to navigate, it's hard to sit in your feelings. It is hard to sit with yourself. And so if you've done that for even 5 minutes, congratulations. It's not easy, but it is rewarding. And you get to a place where it does seem to become a bit easier. So, all right. I open this up to number 34 in Martin John Garcia's pocket version of the Tao Te Ching, and I want to read this, and I hope he doesn't mind. It's an amazing book. It's a great resource. It's just one of those things that it's almost like a devotional. That's kind of how I use it, as a devotional, and I pick something every morning, and I read it, and then I let that just sit and marinate in my soul throughout the day, and I open myself up to be able to see it and let it unfold itself to me. So this is verse number 34. Tao is in everything. Tao flows in every direction and is received by all things, regardless of their awareness. Beings are born from it, yet it doesn't create them. Its work is every action taken, providing for everything, yet it makes no claim. Being at the root of all things, it is hidden within action. It has no motive, no desire. It promotes the greatness of beings, Thus, its greatness is humble and pure. Love that. Love that. It's completely, like, makes me think about the joy and how, you know, Tao and God and however you find your source of everything, you find it in everything and find it in everyone. And there's no time in our world that it's necessary more for us to find God, creation, Tao in every other being and in everything. This is a valuable time for us to see each other and be known that we are connected as one in such a deeper energy, and we need each other. So pick up your copy of The Tao Te Ching by Martin John Garcia at martinjohn.com. Pick up these other resources. Y'all have an amazing week. Hey, one announcement I wanted to make. One thing that I wanted to ask you guys. So I have this idea. Because I really have been thinking over the years of this recovery journey. So I have this idea to take apart each year to share with you stories and lessons and breakdowns and breakthroughs of each year of my recovery journey. And so that's going to be 10 years. So we'll do, a year, an episode, something like that. But I just want to do that because I think that there's something valuable in those early years leading up to every year. And I don't know, it's just been placed on my heart to do that. So may start that next week. Tell me what you think. If that's something that you think you might be interested in, there are so many different strategies in each year. There were so many different themes. You know, there was just so many different things that you could take apart and dissect and hopefully provide some kind of, entertainment and information that may be able to help somebody else who's out there struggling. Because, y'all, I am sad. I am so sad when I look at what's happening in the world, when we talk about things, and I don't want to trigger anybody, but when we talk about, you know, drugs like Trank that has taken over our population right now is just heartbreaking. It is heartbreaking to watch. And so I feel like there's just more, there's got to be more that we can do to help heal people, because whole people don't put poison in their body to this extent. And so if there's anything we can do with our experience to try to help make that better, I'm down to do it. So this is a weird, very strange, very saddening, and yet places of great joy and excitement time right now. It's a different time to be alive, that's for sure. But I'm grateful to be here, and I'm grateful you all were here. Thanks for sitting in with me for this. I hope that you find all the peace and joy that you possibly can stand throughout this, your life, this next week, your journey. Share with somebody else. You never, ever, ever know how one thing that you could say or share in one breath, you can help give somebody else hope. And I think it's valuable for us to do that. And I love you guys. I really, really do. And I can't wait to see you next Saturday. So that's what we'll do. We'll kick off. It'll be year one, from hell to healing. We'll talk all about my first year of recovery next week. So until then, y'all have an amazing, amazing week. You know that I love you, and I'll see you then. Bye, everybody.